Thank you for tuning in. My name is Mateusz Pankiewicz, and with me today in our WPNA studios, I have Bożena Haszlakiewicz, who's a past president, and Lucy Budzki, who's also a past president of the Legion of Young Polish Women, which was founded in 1939 as a non-for-profit organization located here in Chicago. Primarily, they concentrate on charitable, cultural, and educational causes. Now, ladies, I, as a young Polish American, have not heard of this organization before. So for all those that may not know about the Legion of Young Polish Women, give us a little history lesson on it.
Well, in 1939, the Legion was formed very spontaneously. This was on September 2nd, and this was in response to the outbreak of World War II. There was a group of young Polish-American women that got together, and they felt the need that they need to do something, something of consequence. So they decided to form this organization to raise funds to help Poles that were touched by war. And that was our beginning.
So since 1939, the world has changed immensely. What is some of the things that the organization does differently today then?
They don't do too much differently. Our biggest fundraiser is the White and Red Ball, and the money we do raise does go to charitable organizations, for education, for cultural events. So that is just the same. The White and Red Ball, in 1945, they introduced the debutante. So that has been the same. What has changed, of course, is the way the ball is done. The whole program of the ball has been tweaked over the years. But our mission has been the same. And basically, we raise money for charitable organizations and things here in Polonia, in Poland, and nationwide.
So, in that case, when it comes to the traditions and the roots of the organization itself, it's stayed the same over the years?
Yes, it has.
Yes, it did. And also, through the years, you know, the needs in the world have changed. And our organization always wanted to keep up with the needs of Poles being in Poland during the war, Poles outside Poland during the war, Poles who stayed outside Poland after World War II, not returning, causing these great immigration waves to various countries and establishing various institutions there. Legion helped all those, like Instytut Sikorskiego in London and Biblioteka w Paryżu, and even there was a Franciscan mission in Argentina. As much as we could, we helped them out financially.
So the reach of the organization is pretty worldwide in that case.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So the reason for our meeting, of course, today is to talk about the upcoming annual White and Red Debutante Ball happening in March, Chili Bal Amarantowy. Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
Wonderful. All right. Great. Bonus points for me. Now, tell us about what is the purpose of this ball?
The purpose is to raise funds, what was mentioned earlier, for educational needs, for cultural needs, for charitable needs, different organizations that we support worldwide.
Okay, so it's all based on a charitable cause.
Yes,
absolutely.
Definitely.
We are a non-for-profit organization.
Now, as a young man, I've never had the opportunity to come across a debutante. Did I say that correctly?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Debutante. It's a really fun word to say, I'm not going to lie. Can you tell us, who is this about and who can be a debutante?
Well, a debutante tradition is old. In the southern states, it is still going on. And I don't know if those are charitable balls or not. But it was when a family would have a daughter of marriageable age, they would throw a big party for her, and this was her debut into society. However, the premise for our debutantes is totally different.
So it's not so much, hey, let's throw a party, somebody get married.
Yes.
Oh, no, not at all. And not at these times. You know, the girls aren't out there looking for a husband at all.
They have way more important things to do nowadays,
definitely,
right?
Definitely. You know, they're looking, you know, they're thinking about where they're going to go to college, universities, you know, what profession they want to be. So things have definitely changed over the last 79 years.
Well, the goal of just having a man, that's not enough. Time to go forward, time to try new things.
Yes. Well, woman's lib, so to speak. In quotations.
So, Negus, what are some of the qualifications that a debutante must have in order to take part?
Well, a debutante needs to be of Polish descent or affinity. She needs to be between the ages of 16 and 22, and she needs to be the willingness of Participating in the White and Ball, White and Red Ball. We do have practices before the ball. We do ask the girls to solicit ads for our program book, and we want them to have fun. You know, it isn't all work. When they meet other debutantes and other past debutantes, they form friendships that last a lifetime for them. Plus, the memories are a lifetime.
And this is also their contribution to Polonia and to the work that the Legion does with its charitable contributions in a very wide area of charitable work.
So by any chance, have you two ladies been debutantes before?
No, I have not.
I have not been a debutante, but in my family, there were three debutantes. I presented my daughter, I presented my future daughter-in-law, and I presented my granddaughter.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you mentioned some practices in that case. So what do these practices entail for the debutantes as they get ready for this?
Well, basically, the ball is a very elegant ball. The program is a long program. After our sumptuous dinner at the Chicago Hilton, the ball opens up with the Polonaise. And the Polonaise is danced by our committee members, ball chair, ball the president of the Legion. And we have practices for that on Sundays in January and February. Plus, the debutantes practice with their dads. Different dances, a waltz, and the dads present their daughters at that time, plus our past debutantes, which are called our girls in red, do the mazurk, and that's usually done near the end of the evening, around midnight, and that's when the party really starts. The fun stuff. Yeah.
And I would like to also add that one of the things that the debutantes practice is their very famous debutante bow.
Ooh, what does that entail?
Where they have to kneel on one knee and they have to bow to three sides and the gathered applaud them.
So would I be right to say that that is a little bit of an old-fashioned thing to do, like kind of keeping that tradition though?
Yes. Yes, but it is a very lovely tradition, and it's one of the memorable parts of the presentation.
And, of course, you see a lot of tears from the moms.
And the dads.
Everybody gets emotional.
Oh, yes. Very much so. Very much so. It is an amazing presentation of these girls. And, and at this point, they are comfortable with doing it. Over the weeks of practice, you could see the change in them. Where they have, from some girls being very shy to opening up and becoming very poised.
And the presentation includes many people. They walk in on the arm of their dads. They get their moms, get their bouquets after their bow. Then the girls in red or the post-debutante walk into a waltz, and there is a white and red choreography, the girls in white dresses, the girls in red dresses. And by the time the presentation program is ended, the girls in red, they walk off with the fathers of the Debs, and the girls walk off with their escorts.
So Debs is short for the debutantes.
Debutantes.
Yes.
And yes, and each debutante does have an escort. So the escort's job is to help her with, during the ball, help her sit down.
Assistance.
That's right. Assistant.
It's, elegant manners.
Two words that came to mind from everything you guys have been saying is etiquette and then self-confidence, because I feel like that's what you guys are helping build these young women. Is that right?
Oh, definitely. Yes. Definitely. Yes. And we do ask the girls to solicit ads and the parents, which we are very grateful for all their support. But we do show them and explain to them how to approach businesses and people, how to follow up with them, because obviously they just don't know how to do this. This is all brand new to them.
And if anybody listening is interested to see what the program book looks like, if you go on our website, www.lypw.org, there are samples of books from previous years, so you have an idea of what this program book looks like. I really like to call it in Polish as a pamiętnik, as a memory book, because it does become a remembrance and for the guests, definitely for the Debs and their families.
So you guys are helping these women develop a lot of life skills in that case.
Definitely. And I do need to add that these girls do get service hours for their time spent, plus the escorts do also, which is very important to them for when they're in high school, that they need so many service hours in order to graduate.
So this is wonderful. It's a give and take kind of situation where if they really want it, they need to prove it at the same time, correct?
Correct.
And I would like to say that the ball, maybe the way we're describing, maybe some people envision it as being very stuffy. Well, let me assure you, it is not. It is very joyful. It is a lot of young people, and it is just a joyful occasion.
And plus, you know, about the ball, let me just add one more thing. You know, the history of the ball. The first balls were at the Hilton Chicago. The orchestra that we have, which is the Anthony Kawalkowski Orchestra, who has been playing over the years, Anthony Kawalkowski's uncle played, his orchestra played. And there were a few times when we had a different orchestra. So this history is, over the years, it goes back quite a bit. And of course, you know, at the ball, let me just explain to all our guests, the ladies are asked to be in long gowns, the men in tuxes. At the beginning of the ball, there is a receiving line where our debutantes and their fathers are standing. So as guests come in.
Up the beautiful stairs of the Hilton Grand Ballroom, which is a beautiful hall.
I feel like you guys are explaining to me how the Phantom of the Opera play is going to
go.
Yes. It sounds so exquisite and also classy. Classy would be the right word, I think, to describe this whole thing.
Yes. And not stuffy.
Not stuffy, but classy.
And then, of course, Anthony Kawalkowski does play your waltzes and your tangos and your foxtrot music. And, of course, he plays all the modern music so that we all could dance to it.
And in order to become a debutante, no one in the family needs to belong to our organization. We do ask the word of mouth. We announce that we're looking for debutantes and anybody that's willing to devote the time, the energy, and the effort to our cause by participating in the White and Red Ball is welcomed.
Okay, so in that case, anyone can take part in the ball if they so choose.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. And we invite parents that are listening, young ladies that are listening, brothers that or older sisters that are listening. If you have a younger sister between those ages, to definitely go on our website and get in touch with us for next year or the following years.
So I can tell you both obviously very involved. So my question to you is, why is this so important to the two of you?
Well, I think one of the reasons for myself is continuing my Polish heritage. Being raised here in Chicago, my parents came from Poland after the war, and I came with them when I was 2 years old. So knowing my roots, I think, is important. And I think it's the same for these girls, keeping their heritage, learning about Poland, cultural things, and learning about Polonia here is quite important.
Well, I have been, in Legion many, many, many years. I'm one of the senior members. It is a multi-generational organization for women in which every woman finds a niche for herself. And it is all the good that we are able to do through the generosity of the debutantes and their parents and the guests that participate. We touch many, many lives that we don't even know we touch.
For this event, how can tickets be acquired?
The easiest way is to go to our website, lypw.org. There is a place where you could order tickets. If anyone wants to place an ad, they could do it.
Or make a donation,
but tickets, yes, on the website. If you need more information, definitely we do have phone number that you could contact, a question that you want answered immediately, and that is 630-805-4140. Now, I do want to mention who our president is this, it's Barbara I. Chapiela, and chairperson of the ball is Kathy Evans.
One of the former debutantes.
So she's a former debutante as
right.
well. Okay, so
exactly.
someone with great experience.
Right.
And Barbara Chapiela, she presented two daughters. Both of them became queens. People were generous.
<Is that right>? Okay, well, is there any other information that you'd like everybody else to know?
Oh, definitely. We need to mention who our debutantes are this year.
Please.
We have six lovely ladies. We have Elizabeth Tansula, Francesca Rogozinska, Gabriela Vukanus, Katarzyna Baranek, Catherine Koprowski, and Nicolette Tukendorf.
And I also would like to mention the possibility to make a weekend of it downtown. I personally always order a room, arrive there on Saturday afternoon, go to the ball, come back to my room, and spend the Sunday afternoon downtown.
I might as well make an event out of it, a whole
Absolutely.
Weekend. It's something that doesn't happen very often, something I haven't experienced myself before, so make a weekend, why not?
And right. definitely, Matthew, we invite you to the ball.
Well, thank
come.
You very much. I'll definitely have to pencil this into my calendar to remember.
Oh, please do.
And let me just give the hours. The ball is at 6:45, the receiving line. Dinner is at 8, and it lasts till 2 in the morning. So there's plenty of time to party.
And there is a cocktail hour before dinner in the Normandy Lounge.
Oh, you don't need to convince me anymore. You already had me long ago. Well, the annual White and Red Debutante Ball happens March 3rd. It's located at the Hill in Chicago Hotel. For more information, you can visit their website, lypw.org. That's lypw.org. Pani Bożeno, Pani Lucy, thank you very much for coming on with us.
Well, thank you for this wonderful interview.
Yes,
We're
thank
honored.
You so much. It was a pleasure.